Thousands of Lebanese have taken part in the funeral procession of one of Hezbollah's top military commanders. Mustafa Badreddin was killed in an explosion in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Now Hezbollah officials say they would act accordingly against the perpetrators of the assassination. Our correspondent Ali Risk has the story from Beirut.
Hezbollah officials stood to accept condolences for the death of one of the movement's most senior military commanders, Mustafa Badreddin. In a written statement, the Lebanese resistance movement announced that Badreddin was killed in an explosion in Damascus. The statement said a huge blast targeted one of Hezbollah's bases near Damascus International Airport, which led to the death of Badreddin. On Friday, thousands of mourners gathered in southern Beirut to attend Badreddin's funeral ceremony. Addressing the crowd, Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasim noted that the resistance movement will continue on the path of Badreddin and is now more determined in its fight against Israel and Takfiri terrorists. He also hinted to the two main possible culprits.
Israel and the Takfir terrorists received painful blows in the past few years, but in hours we will in detail announce the cause of the blast and the identity of the perpetrators, and we will act accordingly.
Badreddin was a longtime companion of former Hezbollah commander Imad Mughniyeh, who was killed in a car bomb attack in February 2008. He also had a long history in fighting Israel and is believed to have played a very prominent role in the fight against terrorist groups in Syria. Many of these terrorist groups are supported by Saudi Arabia, and at the same time, Riyadh has been leading a campaign to blacklist Hezbollah.
I think it's safe to say that there aren't being many tears shed in Riyadh at the moment over Badreddin's assassination. Whether the Saudis were able in some fashion, I mean, you know, if you discount the Israelis, the other possibility is that it was one of the radical groups inside Syria.
Other prominent Hezbollah figures, including Jihad Mughniyeh and Samir Qantar, have also been assassinated in Syria during their participation in the war over there. Another Hezbollah commander has fallen in Syria. But as you can see, Hezbollah supporters are sending a clear message that will continue to stand with the resistance movement, whatever the choices it makes. Ali Risk, Press TV,